1390 FM 105.5 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Third Monday of the month means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane joins me on the line. And good morning, Marcia. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Tony. We are pretty excited about this week. This is the reopening, so fingers crossed that all goes well.
All right. We'll talk about that in a bit, but let's welcome some new members. Still getting new members joining the chamber?
Boy, are we lucky. We are blessed. We're still getting new members, four new members, looking up photography. Welcome to our chamber family. And this is interesting. Karen Kahn does photos of maternity, newborns, and family. So I'm sure she's got a method in place where it's safe and secure for you to get your picture taken. So go look on our chamber directory and say hello to Karen Kahn. Garlic and Herbs. We know Garlic and Herbs. They're part of that Fidelity Mall there. Well, they've got the curbside and the takeout. They want everybody to know that they're still offering their yummy salads and sandwiches. And we love them. They're 48 West Putnam Avenue. And then Beth Krupa Interiors at 19 East Elm. She will do and make a plan for your home and office interior. So welcome Beth Krupa, one of our newest chamber members. And last but not least, AFC Urgent Care. Now we know Dr. Brad Radulovaki. He's been to many of our events, and he tells us other than Greenwich Hospital, AFC Urgent Care, located at 3000 Summer Street, is the only COVID testing facility for Greenwich residents. So you may want to keep that in mind. They're 3000 Summer Street, and they can do your testing if you are concerned and can't get to the hospital. So welcome one and all, and we appreciate your support.
All right, let's take a look back at the last couple of months. I know you always have a lot of events going on. Have you had any virtually, or what's been going on with the chamber, if anything, over the last couple months?
Yes, well, as we mentioned last time, boy, we put on over 30 programs and events a year, boom, either canceled or rescheduled in a different way. And we have recast ourselves as community activists and communications resource. For example, if you're on our mailing list, go look right now. We just did an e-blast about thermometers. If you are a business with employees 2 to 100, you can get 103 free infrared thermometers for testing by just writing to the DECD, the Department of Economic Community Development, and we're giving you all that information. So we are a communications resource. Of course, we've got our weekly list where we list restaurants and retailers and service providers that have always been operating just in a different capacity. We keep updating that, pushing that out. People love it. We've heard from media sources as far north as Rocky Hill, hey, can we use your list? We want to push that out so we can tell everybody to support local business. And then, we created our Greenwich AOK, Greenwich Acts of Kindness. We're on social media and on our website. We're telling people about these wonderful acts of people going over and beyond and giving back to our community right now during these challenging times. So we're really quite busy, and you'll hear more when we talk about what is ahead.
All right. Reopen CT. The governor proclaimed May 20th, the kind of partial reopening. Tell us about this from the Greenwich standpoint.
Yes. Well, you know, that includes malls and hair salons and restaurants and offices. But let me just talk a little bit about restaurants because, you know, we want to support them. They're really being challenged at this time. So I want everyone to know that my birthday is Monday and that I'm not afraid. Someone asked me to go out to LaScalle. So why is that going to be safe? Because the restaurants who are reopening, will be reopening with outdoor capacity and only 50% of their original capacity. So it's outdoors only, 50% disposable silverware, disposable menus. Everything is being taken into consideration for the safety of the consumer. So support your local restaurants. And if you want to see more of the mandates and the hand washing requirements and the hand sanitizer requirements to make you feel even more safe and secure, go on our website, greenwichchamber.com. We've got the governor's listing and mandates, or go on to the local, the governor's site as well, ct.gov. With respect to hair salons, they'll be opening up too, only one at a time. No magazines, no waiting areas. The bathrooms will be cleaned and disinfected frequently. Some are being advised not to use blow dryers. I think it was a mandate not to in the beginning, and now I think it's a little bit more flexible. But call your hairstylist in advance, and they'll tell you the precautions. They may want to make you wait outdoors. But it all seems very reasonable, very safe, and very secure. So again, go on our website, get more of this information on how to open your office and be safe and secure. So we're very much looking forward to this first step towards what we would call normalcy.
All right. You're mentioning the outdoor dining on Friday's Ask the First Selectman show. First Selectman Fred Camillo mentioned he'd be in favor possibly of closing Greenwich Avenue to traffic between Memorial Day and Labor Day from 5:30 after 5:30 when retail kind of shuts down to allow for more outdoor dining. What would you think about that?
Tony, I think that's a great idea. We've been talking about that for a very long time. This current situation lends itself perfectly to doing that. We have to do whatever we can to support our vendors and look at the weather. I can see that working out very nicely. We'll have to figure out the whole parking side of it all. But, gee, an outdoor kind of mall atmosphere, who doesn't want that? I think that's a really great idea.
Okay, we're speaking with Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO of the Greater Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be back with more with Marcia. 9:14 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. In about 5 minutes or so, be joined by Harris Granick, owner of Your CBD Store. And let's look ahead, Marcia, some things coming up. Sip and Shop, is that going to happen? Greenwich Library webinar and other events coming up. What's going on?
You bet, Tony. We have been very busy. We have been hosting a Sip and Shop, thanks to Nancy Carr. Big shout out to Nancy, who arranged for this. And what is Sip and Shop? Well, it encourages the local community to support local business by shopping from home. We encourage you, go to our local wine and liquor stores, have a sip, support them, while you go online to various websites of local businesses and hopefully shop. But even if you don't shop, we have a $1,000 prize that you can potentially win only by doing these easy steps. Follow Greenwich Chamber on Facebook or Instagram. Click on the $1,000 shopping spree post and tag a friend, and include the hashtag, and you could win literally $1,000 to be spent on these local stores. And this $1,000 came from private money. It just happened to be some of the board members and me who are donating $100 each, so we can really gear up everyone to look at the websites, shop local online, and maybe you could win a $1,000 shopping spree. So and shop. It ends on the 19th. That's tomorrow. So get going.
All right. And speaking of May 19th, you've got a webinar with Greenwich Library. Tell us what's going on there.
We do. We have over 100 people signed up for this webinar. It was just a thought that I had. I said, hey, let's grab Sonia Malloy from Splurge, Alan Grossman from Osteo Strong, Jared Greenman from Funky Monkey, Janice Perna from J House. Let's talk to them. Let's have a panel discussion. How have they been surviving? What's different now from that first day when businesses had to be shut down, and what are they anticipating and expecting? What are best practices now for retailers? So this should be pretty exciting. There's definitely interest in it. It speaks to our idea of connecting. We're just connecting through a panel discussion. This is Zoom, so you'll get to see all the participants. I'll be the host. So just go on our website, sign up for it, and listen and hear what are your local businesses doing. And you can even, at the very end, have a 10-minute Q&A.
All right, so some good stuff coming up, but with the good, we have the bad. An announcement about sidewalk sales in July.
Yes, well, no surprise here. Just as fireworks have been canceled and or rescheduled, we hear some rumors for later, there will be no sidewalk sales. And we know that everyone understands that we can't have large crowds right now coming into Greenwich, but we're just rolling this out gradually right now per our governor's mandate. But stay tuned. We'll have something similar or the same thing as time goes by. We want the safety of our shoppers, the safety of our retailers to be first and foremost. But yes, we're sorry to have to communicate that. But we have a request. If your business is reopening, send us your picture, because we want the world to know. We're going to put an e-blast out every day. We've already been getting a lot of pictures, for example, from Rich Granoff. He's offering his architectural services for free for anyone who needs them. For Lyle Lambert, Shoes and More, he's opening. He wants you to know when. So please get on our mailing list so you can see and support all of these businesses who will be reopening on the 20th. It's very, very exciting, Tony. We've got to support all of these businesses, and we're doing it as safely as possible.
And Marcia, the fact is a lot of businesses are hurting because of this. Are there going to be some that just won't be able to reopen? They may have to close down permanently. What do you hear about the businesses in Greenwich?
Well, I think time will tell. I do believe that the lack of sidewalk sales will directly impact a lot of the businesses, and that's a question that I'm going to ask of our panel, of our panelists during our panel discussion, because I get the feedback from sidewalk sales. Some of the smaller businesses, wow, 60% of their annual income come from that. But if we can support them by other means, curbside delivery, website sales, let's keep them going until we can get to phase two and phase three. So I haven't heard anything negative thus far, but of course it's challenging. Of course, not everyone will survive, but darn it, we're going to do our best to keep them all in businesses.
All right. Speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, we'll take a break, then come back with her guest, Harris Granick, owner of Your CBD Store. So that's ahead. 921 on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. And Marcia, you have the honor of introducing your guest.
Well, everyone knows the Granick name in Greenwich. We're pleased to have Harris Granick, owner of Your CBD Store, as our guest today to demyth and inform us on CBD. So go for it, Harris.
Hi, Marcia. Well, you know, thank you for having me very much. Again, my name is Harris Granick, owner of Your CBD Store. We opened our store in December. And so it has been too many months, and I have a partner's name is Howard Kohlenberg. And, You know, before I started selling CBD as a store, I did carry it in my pharmacy last summer. I'd been hearing so much about CBD from customers and in the journals I'd been reading, so I looked into it and it looked pretty promising. People kept coming in, asking for it, so I started selling it. And it sold really, really well, and I actually started using it, and I noticed that it was helping me. And so Howard is originally from the beauty industry, and he works with Creative Hair Products, so he's on the ground dealing with pharmacies and knowing what sells, and we just got talking, and it kind of just came together where we had a mutual interest and wanted to open our own CBD store. I feel like the people in general maybe have misconceptions about CBD or still are not even sure about what CBD is. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of the reason that we're in business not only to sell but to educate the people as to the benefits of CBD and what it is.
All right, Harris, before we get to that, give us kind of the nuts and bolts, meat and potatoes about the store. Where is it located?
Sure.
Parking,
sure.
Curbside, big thing these days, or delivery. Tell us all about
that. Yeah, so we're located at 38 West Putnam Avenue, a couple of doors down from Blackstone Steakhouse. We have curbside pickup, free delivery, free shipping. There's a nice row of parking right in front of us there, and now especially with the parking situation is turned off. Then I can give you tickets or anything. So there's definitely ample parking right in front of our store. It's right off the avenue, so people strolling around can walk around right to us. It's a great location, a great spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us about how CBD works. How's it made and manufactured, and in what forms do you sell it?
So everybody in their body has something called the endocannabinoid system. There's CB1 and CB2 receptors. Now, people often mistake CBD and marijuana, THC. CBD comes from something called a hemp plant. Now, this is a plant that has extremely low THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, which is the ingredient that gets you high. Our CBD comes from the hemp plant, which is extremely high in CBD and low in THC. You know, there is a legal limit, but we're allowed to sell products if we want to, that have 0.3% or less THC in them. So our products have either only CBD in them or products that have the legal limit with the THC. Some people feel they need that added extra benefit for relaxation, but some people feel they don't need that. So we have both types of products in our store. And throughout the body, those receptors of the endocannabinoid system are located in the brain, the major organs. So once you ingest the CBD, it's going to go to those areas and help it out. That's why CBD has an effect in so many different ways. It can help people focus, relax, anxiety, sleep. People come in with neuropathy pain after knee surgeries. It's just such a wide variety of reasons to take CBD, and you're going to get those medical benefits without feeling loopy or high, and you can continue your day as normal and still be taking the CBD to help you medically.
Okay, is there definite scientific research concluding CDB is beneficial and can help?
So there have been clinical studies. They're working to get into actual studies on people, but there have been clinical studies with the receptor system, so they know it does target these receptors. They're not sure of the actual mechanism and how it works, but they do know that it targets the receptors and has a positive effect on them. And, you know, I don't, as a store, don't make any claims. I never would. Not only is it against the law, but it wouldn't be good for me to do so. But everything that I tell my customers is based on either what I've experienced or my customers come back and told me. You know, they'll come back and tell me, oh, I haven't taken my CBD for a couple of nights. You know, I'm not getting enough sleep, or I'm feeling a little bit more pain than I used to. So everything that I tell my customers is really what they're coming back to me and telling me about. It's really just that I'm based on testimonials. And when that many people are telling me these positive things, you know, I don't think they can all be wrong about it or they're not making it up. I really think it's having a positive effect on people.
And what forms do you sell it?
So it comes in, we have a tincture oil, which you put under your tongue for about 30 seconds and you swallow it. There's a water soluble, which you can mix with any drink and take it. There's an edible form, you know, like a gummy form, a hard candy. It comes in a vaporizing form, which is the quickest way, and that doesn't build up in the system, just kind of a quick in and out. We have a topical cream, And then we also have a topical beauty care line as well.
You started the business, you mentioned, in December, and a couple months later, boom, the pandemic hits. What your thoughts there, and if you had to do it again, would you do it at this time? So some people think there's never a good time, never a bad time to open a business. What do you think?
Yeah, so I would definitely do it again. You know, the one thing that we didn't do, usually what we had planned for, is we didn't do some heavy marketing before, because my partner and I just wanted to really open for the holiday season. So we're kind of marketing as we're going. So now we're really eventually trying to get to the doctors and the therapists in town and let them know. But I'm completely glad that we opened. I don't have any regrets. It's been great. Even through this pandemic, we've actually been doing really well, which kind of tells you something about the business, where it's headed in the right direction. And we're helping people. You know, I love this community. My pharmacy's been here since 1942. I've seen families grow up before my eyes. And I want to give the same customer support and then have their loyalty. I know this town is very loyal. I want to give that same service to the people through your CBD store as I do through my pharmacy.
And how can people get in touch with you, Harris, especially website they can order, that kind of thing?
Yeah, sure. It's yourcbdstoregreenwich.com. It's full information and ordering on the website. You can call us at 203-769-1169. And we're, like I said, we're located at 38 West Putnam Avenue, and we're open every day, new summer hours, Monday through Sunday, open every day, 10 to 6.
All right, great. Harris Granick, your CDB store, yep. Guest with Marsh O'Kane. Harris, thanks for a couple minutes today. Thank you.
Yep. And if I could just say one thing, I do want to thank the Chamber. They've been amazing, great support for any local business. Reach out to them. They're a tremendous help. Marsha, you're amazing, and it's been great.
There you go, Marsha. A testimonial for
all
you,
right.
too.
Thank you, Harris. Thank you, Tony.
Thank
Everybody,
you,
shop local. This is the week.
All right, great. Have a good week.
Bye.
That's Marsha O'Kane, Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Harris Granick of Your CBD Store. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com. Anywhere, another edition of How I See It with Justin Rothman, and then double shot of Doug Steffen from 9:30 through 11 o'clock.
From the WGC.